A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the debt. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. There was a rich fellow in a small town who wasn't a believer, but he wanted to do some good with his money before his death. So he lent $10,000 to the priest, the rabbi, and the minister in the town, and said, "Use this, but at my funeral, I want you to put the money back in the coffin with me." He died sometime later, and the minister came up and said, "We had a problem. We had to replace the boiler in the church. It cost us $3,000. I haven't been able to bring up the rest of the money. Here's the $7,000, and I'm sure he'd understand." The rabbi came up a few minutes later and said, "We had some problems too. We needed to fix the roof at the synagogue. So it took $7,000, and so I don't have the rest of it yet. So I'm just going to put the $3,000 in the box." The priest came up and said, "I'm really upset. The priest and the minister, or the rabbi and the minister, were not able to fulfill the conditions of the loan, and I'm appalled at that. So, to take care of that, he then reaches into the box and takes the $3,000 and the $7,000 and says, "Here is my personal check for $30,000. It's an important story about injustice and the lack of mercy. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us about our relationship to God, and consequently our relationship to our sisters and brothers, that we are to act and to live for the Lord and in the Lord in his grace, and we are to die for the Lord, to be martyrs, to be witnesses, to proclaim the truth that is Christ. Understanding that if we proclaim the truth and if people don't listen, at least they cannot say they haven't heard. And many who do proclaim the gospel are ridiculed and persecuted because they do things like defending the sanctity of every human life from conception and natural death. And one of the ways we can do that is certainly by voting no on issue one this November. We proclaim the truth that there are only two sexes, and we proclaim the truth that sex is for marriage. And we can be shouted down, but at least they have heard. And with this truth, There is also the truth of our responsibility to be compassionate and merciful, as we see in the first reading and in the gospel. We are to be merciful even to those who we don't think deserve mercy. In the gospel, Peter asks Jesus, thinking he's being generous, he says, "Should I forgive my brother as many as 7 times? And Jesus says, "Not 7 times, but 77 times. In other words, don't count. Then he tells the parable of the king. The debtor owes his master a huge amount. And it is so big that, as the gospel says, that he had no way of paying it back. And that's important. He cannot pay back the debt. It is absolutely impossible for him to pay back the debt. And when he says he will pay back in full, whether he is willing to do so or not, he cannot do it. And he knows that he's lying. And the king likewise knows that he's lying. But he still forgives him. And we have to understand that our sins are like that. None of us can make up for our least sin. And God's grace is such that we don't have to, if we seek the mercy that the Lord offers us, that Jesus calls us to, and that he offers to us especially in the sacrament of penance. Then that servant who has been forgiven a debt he cannot repay goes out and finds the other servant. Does he think that he had fooled the king? But he didn't fool the king at all. When he meets that other guy, he throttles him and says, "Pay back what you owe." And the amount that that man owes is payable. It's not excessive. It's possible. But because he refuses mercy, he is then condemned. We cannot refuse mercy. We cannot say, "I will never forgive this person," except at the greatest peril of our soul. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It doesn't mean that we forget that we have been wronged. It doesn't mean that we will have to, our feelings will be changed. But forgiveness means at very least, we have to pray for the person or persons who have hurt us and ask God to bless them in the way that God knows they need, not what we think they ought to have. We have to ask God at the same time as we pray for them to pray for ourselves, that we may have a heart willing to act toward the other person with charity and mercy, even if we don't think he deserves it. Because we think, if I act mercifully, it'll kill me. But it won't. And if we do forgive, hard as it may be, and again, the feelings have nothing to do with it. We can feel those feelings forever, and it has nothing to do with whether we're being forgiving or not. We act with forgiveness, as hard as it may be, so that we too, when we ask forgiveness, may receive God's forgiveness, that we may receive the mercy that we need, so that we may be with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever.